Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
The weird in-between days from Christmas to New Year are upon us. For some, nothing changes. It's business as usual, at the gym, training and competing on game day. But for many, this period means no sport, no routine and no structure to the week. It's a strange existence and even easy to forget which day of the week it is. At least there shouldn't be any confusion around the words in 2 Corinthians 5 verses 17 to 19, words we've been looking at in this Game Day series. They are objective truth statements for those who are found in Christ, renewal and reconciliation. Here we find the new status of every believer, resulting in a new reconciled relationship with God. We have been told exactly who we are and what has been done for us. But the danger is that we forget so quickly, and therefore fail to live out our new status with joy and freedom. Heading into New Year, it is good to remind ourselves of immovable truths that affect the way we approach and play out our sport in 2026. But Paul does more than give us objective truth statements. He gives us a picture of how we're to live out these truths. Today we look at the gift of representation. Verse 20 of 2 Corinthians 5. Paul says this: "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Paul calls us Christ's ambassadors. What does he mean? Well, a sports ambassador is someone who uses their status in sport to represent, promote, and inspire positive values beyond the game itself. Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill, the Olympic gold medalist, is an ambassador for youth sport. She's a prominent role model for girls' participation and women's sport. Take Marcus Rashford. He's an ambassador for social change. He has used his passion and position of influence to campaign successfully against child food poverty. Paul says we are Christ's ambassadors. So we are the ones who are now in a place to represent, promote and inspire others to see a new life in Christ. Paul goes on, as though God were making his appeal through us. You see, this message of reconciliation is brought to the lost world of sport by what we say and how we behave. We are the very representatives of God himself. I wonder, how does that make you feel? If you're anything like me, that's a terrifying reveal. I can think of so many occasions in my last game day where I've been a pretty lousy ambassador for Christ. I have not represented him well. I was grumpy. I was short with my assistant coach. I said something to the referee which I regretted. I could go on. And I could get pretty downhearted by my lack of ambassadorial ability. Do you feel similar? Well, take heart. Whilst being in Christ means there's a calling on my life to be like Christ through the power of his Spirit in me, I will always fall short of being that true representation. And that's not what I'm called to be. Paul says we are Christ's ambassadors. That means that we need not get hung up on our failings. Whilst I'm not defending or advocating my shortcomings, I need to remember this is now who I am as a new creation, reconciled to him. Being Christ's ambassador means that God is making his appeal of reconciliation through me, through you, to others in your sport. He has positioned you in your club and team so that he can bring current enemies back to himself to be his friends. If you want to take this ambassadorial role seriously in 2026, then remember who you are. A reconciled sinner. Once an enemy of God's, now his friend. His representative, entrusted to bring this reconciliation message to others. Let's pray that God would help us to live out who we now are. Heavenly Father, thank you that we are your ambassadors. Help us in 2026 to be your ambassadors to sports people, that you will make your appeal of reconciliation through us. Equip us for such a wonderful task, we pray. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.